The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Students, what is a yoke? What does that word mean, Laura? Yeah, if you have an animal, like you think of a big animal like a cow or an ox, when they're going to pull something, like if they're going to pull a carriage or farm equipment, you would put the yoke upon them so that all the labor of the weight would be on them and they would pull it for you. So our Lord says, "Take my yoke upon you." But he says something really strange. He says, "His yoke is easy and the burden is light." What is the yoke that he places upon our shoulders? One of the early fathers of the church said this, "The yoke that he gives us is his final commandment." At the Last Supper, when he says to his apostles, "This is my new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." That's the burden that you carry. And sometimes people say, "Oh my gosh, right, that's so hard, how can anybody do that? Right, how can I love like Jesus loves?" And yet what a person finds is when we make that decision, and when we put it into action, there is a peace, there is a joy in our heart that cannot be found in any other way. And the more we choose that, the more we choose to love, the easier it becomes. And it actually becomes harder and harder to not love. And we realize, oh my gosh, who wants to choose the other path? When Mr. Pridmore was here, he shared a story with me. A good priest friend of his went to Calcutta, India, because he wanted to learn how to love like Mother Teresa loved. He thought, okay, she's the best example. I want to imitate what she's doing. So this priest goes there, and he spends a few weeks with Mother Teresa. And finally, one day, she sends him out to the streets to pick up people who were dying there so that they could come be well taken care of in the house of the dead. So this priest goes out and he's ready. He's ready to love like Mother Teresa loves, which was to love as Christ loved. And he comes upon a man lying in the street, and the man literally, he said, you could see maggots eating away at his stomach. It was so disgusting. This man goes, okay, this isn't going to be easy, but I'm going to do it. And he goes up and he goes over to pick up the man. And when he touches the man hits his arm and says, "Get away from me." And he says, "Sir, I'm just trying to help you." And he reaches down again to grab this man, and the man spits on him. And the priest pulls back and says, "You know what? If you knew it was good for you, you'd let me help." And the priest walked away. He thought, if that man doesn't want my help, so be it. And he thought he was doing the right thing. And he gets back to the home of the dying, and he sees that one of the sisters, one of Mother Teresa's sisters, is experiencing something similar. There is a woman there in the house of the dying, and she's trying to help this woman. And the woman starts shouting at her, starts using profanity, "Get away from me, I don't want your help." The sister tries again, and she starts to hit her. All of a sudden, the priest said, "Mother Teresa came in while this was taking place." And the priest thought, I wonder what Mother Teresa is going to do. Mother Teresa walks up to this woman, and she reaches down and she just takes her into her chest. And the woman starts to hit Mother Teresa's back. "Stop it, stop it. I don't want this. Get away." And Mother Teresa just held her tightly. And after a few seconds, all of a sudden, the woman just began to cry. And then she started sobbing. And the priest said that woman became like a little gentle lamb. She became the easiest of all the patients in the house of the dying. And the priest realized all that woman wanted was that someone would love her in and through everything about her that was not pleasant. "Would anybody really love me in all my wretchedness?" And the priest realized how he was supposed to love that man whom he found on the street. Students, our Lord gives us a yoke. Love one another as I have loved you. And it's not something he says, I request that you try to do this, or I ask you, please, you know, if you can. He says, it's my commandment. And if you really choose it from the depths of your heart, it will become easy and light. But so long as there's any part of your heart that does not choose it, it will always be difficult for you to love.